Good morning. Welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Rezzle11. You can find me on Twitter at Rezzle11Grinds. Going to take a look at pitching today for Sunday or Saturday the 3rd. I believe we have an 8-game day slate and a 5-game main slate. I haven't seen any updated weather, so we'll just go strictly on the matchups, but I do believe there will be some weather issues potentially in games again today. So let's just get started right away. We'll take a look. Christian Javier is definitely going to be in play for me. Struck out 11 against the Angels earlier. His overall numbers pretty decent at home. He has been better on the road, even though he gives up more home runs on the road. One earned allowed in three straight on just a solo home run. K's have been down since that Angels start, but I'm still fine with, 14 plus DK points in all but two starts, and those two starts came out of his first three starts of the season. Very much interested in Christian Javier, even against Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani. Jose Berríos throwing the ball pretty well overall, taking on a disappointing Mets team so far. I'm interested, and I know his numbers on the road have not been great. But the last two starts have been on the road, and he's allowed just one total run. Three runs allowed over his last three road starts. So, after a horrendous beginning of the season, he definitely has turned things around. So, Berríos is definitely going to be an option for me. Mackenzie Gore, always going to be in play for me. I believe in the upside and the talent coming off of a great performance, his best of the season. But he does have multiple starts of 31 plus fantasy points. So I think he has plenty of upside, even against a Philly squad that can be explosive. But I think he's just in a great spot and should be pretty lower owned, I would think. Just from based off of people are going to see Philly and automatically think that they are an offense to avoid. Not an Andrew Heaney fan. Not going to go back here. I know he's just two earned runs allowed over his last three starts. K's have been winding down a bit. His last start against Seattle was not a great one. So I can't do it. He's been pretty bad at home as well. So I'm just not going to be an Andrew Haney guy. I understand it's fine if you are, but it's just not me. Yuri Perez, somebody I'm definitely on. Super talented kid. Hasn't been, hasn't been allowed to go deep into games, 5 innings or less in all four of his starts. The strikeouts have come down the last couple. Walks have gone up. That's concerning. But, he's taking on Oakland. So, do we need to be worried? I don't really think so. I hope that he's allowed to, throw around 90 pitches or so. Maybe he gets us 6 innings finally. That would be ideal. But I love the talent, so I am going to go with him over Haney. Might come back to bite me, but it is what it is. Not really interested in Sandoval right now. K numbers just aren't there. I don't know where they are. I thought he was going to have a pretty big year. As you can see, even just allowing two runs or three runs or two earned runs. Like his fantasy point performances just aren't there because these numbers right here. And then allowing plenty of hits. So I'm definitely not going to use him against Houston. I would be interested in Matt Strom if we find out that he's going to throw multiple innings. But talking about using him as an opener, not interested at his price point unless we can get the 5 innings. I don't think we're going to get them. So, probably going to have to go with a pass on him. Jordan Montgomery, somebody that we've used a couple times this year, has not looked good for almost a month now. That is concerning. Really solid against Pitt the first time he faced him. I have some interest because he's pitched much better on the road, but he's not a priority in any way. He's somebody that I probably would put a 10 to 15% tag on. In my notes, if I were doing notes this weekend. Scrolling down a little bit more, Daniel Lynch, home against Colorado. His season debut was solid against Washington. I believe that was against Mackenzie Gore that he was just outdueled, but looked good taking on a weak Colorado offense. I think he's definitely in play at 6,800. I wouldn't be shocked to see him get us 6 plus innings in this spot, and maybe approach 20 fantasy points as a return. So very interested there. Normally, I'd really like Graham Ashcraft, but I don't know what's going on with him this year, so I'm going to have to pass, which is annoying because I would like to use him. This game has a pretty high total anyway, so maybe we don't want to use, pitchers, but I really like picking on the Brewers. Maybe it's because I just don't enjoy like their team or enjoy watching them, but Medina was going to interest me, but this thing here scares the hell out of me. Just a ton of home runs allowed. Even in big ballparks, at home. I can't do it. It would be nice to be able to pick on Miami, but it's just not really an option for me. Gomber, not really going to do it for me either, even though he's against Kansas City. So let's switch over here to the main. It's Spencer Strider night. Always going to be Strider. There are a handful of pitchers and then, oh, not really even a handful, just a couple pitchers and then a handful of position players that are basically just always plays. Spencer Strider is going to be one of them at this point. As much as I do like the Arizona offense, for fantasy purposes in general, Strider's just so damn good. So, definitely always Strider. Probably not a Gerrit Cole night against the Dodgers. He has allowed 2 home runs in 4 of his last 5 starts. That's concerning against the Dodgers team, especially with like Mookie Betts heating up and hitting multiple home runs. Sonny Gray definitely making my pool. Did struggle against Cleveland in his 1 start against them this season. He's been absolutely dominant at home. Ridiculous K to walk ratio. Just a stud when pitching at home. I would like to see his K's bounce back, but these 2 rough ones have been on the road, so I think we see a little bit of a bounce back. DeSclafani, he's fine. He's not somebody I'm going to prioritize. His K numbers can disappear too, so the more I think about it, the more I'm probably not going to DeSclafani at 9,100. I will give Yu Darvish some looks, even though he's kind of in some pretty bad form right now. I do still like him enough, and I think that he's so much stronger at home that he just makes sense on that slate against the Cubs. Logan Allen, I'm interested. Didn't really rack up the strikeouts against the Twins like I thought he could in that matchup, but still was pretty solid. He's been great on the road, phenomenal even. So, coming off of an elite start, I am very interested in Logan Allen on DK. That's really kind of it. I am considering Kyle Bradish. He's allowed 1 run in 3 of his last 4 starts. He's another guy that I thought would have more strikeout ability, but he hasn't showcased a ton of it. But, getting 18 plus DK points in 3 out of his last 4 starts is a really solid performance. Hasn't been as good on the road. Bigger ballpark though, so I like that. San Francisco can strike out, but there's plenty of power, especially from the left side. So there's a lot of volatility here. So I think on this main slate, I could see myself really ending up with just 4 pitchers in my pool, and then adding a fifth like Bradish or somebody if I feel like I need to for my lineup constructions. MME wise. So, but there we have it. Look at today's pitching. If you like what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on. Get an alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. If you want to join us, I will put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ for 10% off monthly or Summer 50. to receive 50% off your first month with us. And as always, best of luck, everybody.